live from the Rowe Auto Group Westbrook Auburn Studios. It's Ray Richardson on WLOB 100.5 FM.
Lots to get through. I just want to say a massive thank you to everyone who's put so much hard work in. Mum, for making the most ginormous crème bitte. I think you'll enjoy. My mother, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, thank you.
You are famous with your crème bitte.
Now, I'd like to thank everyone individually, but Dan said no speeches were allowed.
Yeah, now get off, elf.
Yes, thank you, Daniel. Seconds away. I just want to say this one thing. We are so lucky to be alive.
Hear, hear.
We are so lucky to be able to help each other in little ways and in big ways. The reason we are lucky is because helping each other is, in fact, what makes us happy. That's all. A song? I think I've got one up my sleeve.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next day, gave it away. This year, to save me from tears.
8:36.
I'll give it to someone.
If you've watched
special.
Game of Thrones, you know who this is. This is Emilia Clarke. She's incredibly talented. But the message that she gave before she sang is what I wanted you to hear. And I think it sets up the next segment quite well. It's 8:36. You're listening to 100.5 FM on a glorious Maine morning. How beautiful outside. Just stunning. We're broadcasting live from the RowAutoGroup.com studio. Don't forget, our McVetty's Hearth and Home text line is 207-409-6172. You can find out more at Stoves of Maine. Dee Dee Richardson, Diane Campbell, Don Campbell,
hey.
Not married, but related by marriage.
Yeah.
And the great Irishman himself, Rocco Severino. Oh, wait a minute. It's not Irish, is it?
No. Close.
That's close. But you look a little Irish. Sometimes I've seen you on the golf course, and you looked real Irish on those days, you know, real Irish, because, you know.
Might have been the Jameson.
Might have been the Jameson. Might have been. Rocco, the other day you posted a really heartwarming and touching video on Facebook about a young girl that you care about that's part of your extended family, and she's in a very tough battle right now down in Florida in Tampa. And at one point, your voice broke with emotion, and man, it hit me hard when you did that. So when I finished watching it, I reached out to you and said, I want you to come in and tell this story to a broader audience. So thanks for being here today.
Well, thank you, Ray, and Dee Dee also, first of all, for allowing me to use your platform to share such an important message. Like you said, the unfortunate circumstance that happened is my daughter's first cousin, Harper Gwynn, who is a six-year-old little girl, lives in Tampa, Florida, with my sister-in-law and her wife. She has a sister who's 4 years old, and back in September, she had a lump on her back and went into the doctor to kind of see what was going on and found out that she has a form of a muscle cancer. It's a form of sarcoma. I can't pronounce the name. It's referred to as RMS, like I talk about in the post. And then basically their lives, you know, got turned upside down, as do so many families that have to deal with things like this. So, you know, when I found out, obviously being the father of young children, it really affected me deeply. And I'm fortunate enough through my business, Sportsman's Kitchen and Keg, to have a small platform to be able to assist. And so, you know, I got together with my family, my dad, my mom, and my two sisters, and we put our heads together and tried to decide what we could do to help. And what we decided was to, number one, reach out to our network to ask for thoughts and prayers for Harper, because I believe in the power of prayer, and I know you guys do here as well.
Absolutely.
Just, you know, in positive thoughts. Obviously, it's been a tough year for everybody. The economy's been tough, and, you know, we're all getting ready for Christmas. We all have our own families. So to ask people for money at this time of year is not something that I'm real comfortable with doing. But, you know, these folks are in real estate and mortgage business, and now their child is in, you know, chemotherapy and is in the hospital and is tired and not attending school. So, you know, these people are successful people. It's not like they're, you know, looking for a handout. It's more, you know, nobody, I think Ray said it best to me the other day, nobody should have to worry about money at a time like this. And these folks are not able to go get up and perform their job. So what I wanted to do was do anything I could do to make this, you know, easier on their family while they go through this challenge. And, you know, when Ray reached out and told me to you know, come on the show and use this as a platform, I wanted to let everybody know that we have set up some fundraising, both in person at Sportsman's Kitchen and Keg, which is our restaurant in Sebago. We invite you to come in. We have this thing where, you know, you stick your dollar bill or your $100 bill or whatever you can afford to put up there on the wall, write a nice message to Harper, and then at the end of the month, we're going to take all that money and send it down to Harper. There's also a GoFundMe that you can find on our Instagram or our Facebook page. So check that out. You can find Harper's story there. There's some photos of Harper, also with my children. So you can, you know, put a face with the charity. And I know a lot of the times, you know, there's people ringing bells and there's a lot of good things to give your money to. I always say this is a charity with a face and a heartbeat. And it's so important to me to have that support and to be able to do what little bit we can as a community to help Harper. So I just wanted to, again, thank Ray and Dee Dee for having me here today and allowing me an opportunity to really get the word out about what Harper's going through and how we can be a help to her.
No, I'm just grateful that you were willing to come here and share this. You know, everybody's touched by cancer. Everybody. We heard what Don did with the flotilla this year. He raised $100,000 to help people fight cancer. You know, we've talked about it a lot while you're here, Don. You don't just fight cancer at the doctor's office or the hospital. You also fight cancer at the dinner table when you've sat down after the kids have gone to bed trying to figure out how to pay the bills.
Yeah.
So this kind of thing touches everyone. We all know that. My mother went through breast cancer twice. My grandmother went through it at the age of 82. We know what this is all about. We know what it does when people... You know, chemo's a poison. Dee Dee takes chemo every Monday, and chemo's a poison. It goes in and attacks and kills, hopefully, what's going on. And she's taken chemo now for 10 years. And so we know what this is all about. And to hear a little child, you know, I understand there's suffering all around the world. I get that. But there's nothing more special, I don't care what anybody says, than a little child running down the stairs Christmas morning.
Yeah.
There's nothing more special. And when I saw your story, I was just like, that little kid's not going to run down the stairs on Christmas morning. She's fighting. She's getting chemo.
Yeah, and, you know, it's, again, it's as a father, it just struck me the same way that I think it's striking everybody here in this room. It's, you put yourself in the, you know, in those parents' shoes, and you put your child in that child's shoes, and you think, what would I want for people to do for me? What would help comfort me, if anything, during this time? And, you know, I know that Harper's moms have read all the posts, have followed along with the donations that are coming in, and I know that they're overwhelmed by how many people here in Sebago, Maine, and in Portland, Maine, care about their daughter all the way in Tampa, Florida. Mm. It's overwhelming. I did want to mention a couple other things, too. Just kind of recently happening on my phone as we speak. My friend Jordan Yanni, that owns F&3P Golf, who I think you're familiar
with.
Yeah,
sure, of course.
You may even have lived the brand a little bit, F&3P, Ray, back in your playing days. He is actually owns an Airbnb up at Rangeley, and he is auctioning that off. 100% of the proceeds are going to go to Harper. It's a three-night stay there. And then I just got a text message from my dad, and he is going to match that. So we have some cottages up at Sportsman's Kitchen and Keg.
Right.
So there's going to be a raffle going on, and there'll be more information about that on our Facebook and Instagram page. But just another way that that we can, you know, raise some money for Harper, and then also, you know, get you a great package to either come up and stay in Rangeley, Maine, or even up at Sportsman's Kitchen and Keg. You'll have to deal with me hanging around the property, but
that's a fantastic restaurant.
Yeah. Sportsman's Kitchen. Oh, it is. It's fabulous.
You walk in there and it's cozy. You can go in there on a snowy day and just feel right at home.
Or if you go in there in the summer, they have the tiki bar outside. Right. It's just fabulous.
And the food is top notch.
Absolutely. Food is top notch.
Yeah, and thanks so much. And my father, who wanted me to mention when I came on the show today, that the Sportsman's Kitchen and Keg is a throwback to the old Sportsman's Grill in Portland, Maine.
Right, on Congress Street.
That so many folks around this area were familiar with. Yeah. So my father
and
his father owned
that. And frequented many
times.
Yeah.
Yeah, like my dad said, we ruined a lot of people's Thanksgivings.
Yeah, I went there for a lot of Turkey Day games. Both my parents, you know, went through Portland school.
The question isn't if you went there for the Turkey Day game, it's to remember you leaving there for the Turkey Day games.
And the jukeboxes on the walls, it was awesome. And all the paintings, you know, the great paintings on the walls in there. But the food at your place is really, really fantastic.
Thank you so much. My chef, Ryan Kendall, is a very talented guy. He puts a lot of time and effort into it. So I can't take the credit there.
And I don't want this to be lost. This is very obviously personal to you because this is someone in your extended family. But you do a lot of this stuff, you know, the people pinning the money on the wall. Recently you did a fundraiser, and I can't remember how much you said you raised. But
So it's funny. People started putting these dollar bills on the wall, actually much to the disgrace of my mom, who is our interior decorator. She doesn't like the aesthetics of it. So as it started to snowball and we really, you know, had a lot of money, my mom was like, we got to take this down. And the customers are like, no way, you know, we want it up there. Yeah. So we had to come up with a justifiable way to get this money off the wall. And when the hurricanes came through North Carolina, it was actually my dad's idea to take that money off the wall and donate it. So when we did that, it was good in two ways. It got the money down off the wall, and we didn't have to listen to my mom complain about it anymore. And it also helped out in North Carolina. So we pulled like just a little bit less than $1,000 off the wall. But after we kind of spread the word and got let people know what we were doing, we ended up sending just under $4,000 down to North Carolina for the hurricane effort. So I never thought owning a small restaurant in Sebago would lead to the platform to be able to help with these, you know, charitable causes. But
And you know what? It makes your soul feel good to do those things.
It certainly does, yeah.
With that old cliche, it's better to give than receive. It is.
It's true.
Yeah, so I'm just, like I said earlier, I'm, you know, quite surprised and also feel very blessed that Sportsman's Kitchen and Keg has allowed us to have a platform to be able to help so many people. We do a lot of, you know, local community stuff, and being in the community in the town of Sebago has been unbelievable for us, and we would never want to be anywhere else.
That's great.
Yeah, you know, it's the hallmark of small business around the country that, you know, we hear so many things that aren't true. And the things that are true, we don't hear often enough, which is what you're talking about, giving back. I don't know a small business owner, and I know a lot of them. I don't know a single one who doesn't give back to the community in one way or another, whether they sponsor a Little League team or whether they do what you're doing right now. And in this case, it happens to be for a loved one of yours, but in other cases, it's not. The folks in North Carolina, you may or may not have known them. Maine really stepped up here. There were two caravans that we helped support that went down to North Carolina, and one of them took 8 trailers and ended up also giving them $7,500 in cash.
Cool.
A fun story came out of it that I've told, but I'm going to tell again because it's a fun story. So we had people on from North Carolina who were down there in the aftermath of it. One was a nurse, and she and her husband were bringing resources in, and she was going in to provide medical care, and they got it flat on the trailer. And so, you know, it was aggravating, but it allowed them to be in the right place at the right time. And a woman was giving birth, and they had no way to get out. There were trees all over their homes. Their cars had been, one of the cars had been washed away. And there was another nurse who they got hold of somehow, and so they both helped deliver the baby. So later on that night, the other nurse who happened to show up, the nurse that was on the phone with me, sent her the interview. And so she and her husband are in bed. He's watching the Yankees playoff game for baseball, and she's listening to the interview, and he's laying there, and he keeps saying, "Man, I know that voice. I know that voice." He finally said, "Who did that interview?" And she said, "Some guy from Maine." And he said, "Was it Ray Richardson?" And she looked up and said, well, it was. And he said, I played high school baseball with him. And the only point of the story is, what a small world.
Right.
And
what
divine
a small
intervention.
World. Yeah. What a
right.
small world.
Right.
And so that's why it was important to me when you told me that, when I saw the video of Harper and then you and I talked, what a small world. And I've got a friend, Ira Lockhart, down in Tampa. He's involved with something called Current. I don't know if your family may down there know it, but they do all kinds of things in the community. One of which is they go and raise some money and then buy gifts and then allow parents who are impoverished to come in and select them so they can have money through the bicycles and go-karts and all kinds of stuff and teddy bears. Another thing they do is they go into the community and on Saturday and for 5 hours, they've got a team that goes in and you can bring your laundry and they will wash it, dry it, and fold it so that you have clean clothes for the week.
Cool.
And one of the stories he told me was that there was a man who was there and he was kind of, they could see he was distraught and he was, you know, very upset. And I, you know, they have a limit. I think it's 4 loads or something like that. And because, you know, there's a lot of laundry they do and trying to get it all done. And the man was very distraught. And one of the guys said, hey, Ira, why don't you go check on him? And he walked over and guy didn't speak great English. He was trying to figure out what he was telling him. And then finally the guy's emotions calmed down and he said, you know, I wanted to make sure my girls had clean clothes for the school week, but I've got a job interview on Tuesday. And if I don't get this job, we're going to lose our house. And so Ira said, all right, get your baskets. They got in the truck. They went to his house. They got everything he had, curtains, blankets, everything. And they brought it all back and they washed everything he had in the house, towels, rugs, whatever. And so he had clean clothes to go to this interview. 2 weeks later, he's walking down the street and this guy comes up to him and he bear hugs him. And he's like, what the heck's going on? Because he didn't recognize him.
Yeah.
And the guy said, I got that job. I saved my family because of you.
Cool.
This is why we do this stuff,
right.
Because it makes us the people we truly want to be. So I'm going to get hold of Ira. I want you to make sure that you give me some information that I can get Ira hooked up with a family down there. I know her name is Harper. Give her name again and just remind everyone what's going on here and, more importantly, how people can help.
Sure. Harper is 6 years old. Her name is Harper Gwynn. She has a little sister named Hattie Lowe. My ex-wife is from Kentucky, so a little bit of Southern slang in there. She's a sweet little girl. She's a very typical six-year-old little girl. She's, you know, typically full of energy, loves to play, always looks forward to my daughters coming down to visit because those are her big cousins. What we're doing again is asking for your thoughts and prayers, number one. And if you have and are able to give a monetary donation, there's several ways to give. Number one, come on up to Sportsman's Kitchen and Keg. We have some great things going on for the holiday season. If you check out on our calendar event, what we're asking you to do if you come in is take your dollar bill, $10 bill, $20 bill, whatever you can afford, staple it to the wall. That's kind of our grassroots way and our cool way of showing support for Harper. There's also a GoFundMe that's posted on our Facebook and Instagram page where you can support Harper's family. And then, like I mentioned, we're going to roll out a raffle that's going to start, I believe, today, if I can get to Staples and pick up everything, that we're going to be raffling off 2 3-night stays, one in Rangeley, Maine, one at Sebago West Shore Cottages, which is right on the property with Sportsman's Kitchen and Keg. And we're going to be selling those raffle tickets. We don't have an end date yet, but we'll announce that as soon as we get this thing going, and we're going to be giving away some prizes. So several different ways to support Harper. Again, I know this is Christmas time, and people have a lot of obligations. So even if all you can give is your thoughts and prayers, that means so, so much to myself and my family. And I just want to, again, say thank you to everybody that has allowed me to use this platform to help Harper, to spread the word about Harper, and in not just Harper, but thinking of all the kids, all the families that are dealing with cancer, which is such a difficult thing, no matter what time of year, but obviously especially at the holidays. So just want to, you know, put out thoughts and prayers for everybody that's going through this right now.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And we're thrilled you came in and shared this story today because people need to know about it. And, life can be difficult. We all know that. But as you know, Rocco, I believe in the power of prayer. I believe God knows one voice, and he certainly hears a chorus. And so when people pray, God hears the chorus. I believe that, and I have seen it in my own life. Our youngest daughter, Lizzie, who just turned 26, she was in Barbara Bush for 26 days when she was 2 years old. And the doctor, I was always sure she was coming out, but the doctors weren't sure because she was so sick. They weren't sure if her two-year-old body could handle the medicine they were putting in her. But she's 5'10", drop-dead gorgeous, and married and successful, awesome. And all those great things that you hope for your children. And so we know what that battle's all about. Dee Dee never left the hospital, you know, never left. And we know what that's all about. And so we wish Harper the best. Our prayers are certainly with her and the whole family. And
indeed,
I'll get you hooked up with my buddy Ira down there because he's a magic maker, man. He's one of the best people God ever made.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. And hope for Harper.
Yeah, hope for Harper. There you go. I love that. Hope for Harper.
Thank you.
I got to ask because Harper Lee's like my favorite American author. Was that what she's named after, Harper Lee, Kill a Mockingbird?
You know what? I don't know the answer to that question. That may be true. I do love the name Harper, especially my little girls with a Maine accent. Yeah. They say Hapa.
Hapa.
Yeah, so I always call her Hapa when I talk about her. So.
Yeah. We have got to run. You're all welcome to hang around. I'm enjoying this. I don't know if you are or if you have to leave. You got a life. I get that. But we have got to run. We'll be right back. 8:55. Are you struggling with addiction? Know someone who is or want to help those in recovery? Rock Mountain Ministries may be your answer. They recycle all commodities such as office paper, cardboard, metal, and plastics. They will also take your old pallets and sell your rebuilt ones. Their recycling operation allows them to give men jobs, helping them to either find or refine their self-worth and value, support their recovery from addiction, and strengthen their relationship with Jesus Christ. If you have recycling needs, call them today at 797-7997. Your relationship with Rock Mountain Ministries will have all your recycling needs met, and you will be supporting someone in